life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Oh, you betcha. If you turn towards Dewey Hill, your face will be in the sun.
Down on Main Street.
Time now for a Grand Haven Main Street Development Downtown Authority Spotlight. In the studio, we've never met.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Tanya Christensen, so nice to have you here.
Thank you, it's great to be here.
We've never met face to face.
What a shame that is.
I'm
glad we're remedying that today.
Me too. So much to talk about. We love our dogs, don't we?
Oh, so much. They're magic.
They really are. Grand Haven is becoming, well, I think West Michigan is becoming more of a dog-friendly area.
Yes, absolutely. We opened about 18 years ago. It'll be 18 years in October, and it has changed so much, in my opinion, for the better in regards to being dog-friendly over those years.
What made you open Must Love Dogs?
Oh, you know, just like most little girls, I loved animals. And then as I grew up, I was showing dogs and, you know, had my real job. And I just had such a passion for dogs and nutrition. And I met with a life coach one day, and 45 minutes changed my life. And within a year, I opened my store.
45 minutes changed your life.
Absolutely.
Isn't that something? And, you know, we have come so far in terms of dogs, in terms of, you know, how we treat them for any illnesses that they may have, because they get, we talked about this off the air, they get arthritis like we do.
They do. They get all the ailments pretty much that we can get. Not all, but, you know, allergies, arthritis, kidney and liver issues, cognitive. A lot of people don't understand that when dogs get older, they can have dementia, and we have things to help for that.
You do?
Yeah.
What would be a sign of a dog that would have dementia?
So a common one is called sundowners, where the dog gets up in the middle of the night and paces and whines and acts confused, and this can happen as they age.
I had no idea. Wow, that's mm-hmm. something to look for sure. Okay, I didn't realize that. Do you have a favorite breed?
Oh, well, I have a favorite group, so I love sight hounds, and if anybody comes and shops in the store, they know this because I have a Pedenco, Talco, who okay. comes into the store on a regular basis. And Pedenco, Ibisenco, is a breed from Spain, and he's a rescue. And he's got the body shape of like a greyhound.
Yes.
Where he's got the deep chest, and he's a therapy dog, and we volunteer in the area with him. And
that's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is amazing. I've when you're up and down Washington, we have snow melt, right? So when I was ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, I met a lot of people with a lot of cool dogs. It was just awesome to see people up and down the street with their dogs, and so many different breeds, big ones, small ones. What kind of stuff do you offer at the store? I know you offer a lot of nutrition-based things, but what else do you do?
Well, it'd probably be a shorter list to tell you what I don't offer.
I believe it.
We have everything from your, you know, your standard leashes and collars. We have a line of collars that are made locally. A girl came in when she, I think she was 11 years old, and I was humoring her because I want to encourage entrepreneurial spirit and
sure.
children. But she did a really great job, and I've been carrying her collars ever since, and she's in college now. So we have these locally made collars that are amazing. But then we do, of course, we have nutrition is a passion of mine. So we have like kibble, freeze-dried, raw, gently cooked. We have tons of awesome supplements, gifts, you know, you name it.
I love this. You even have like people come in when their dog is celebrating a birthday.
Yes.
Do they get a special treat?
Well, we have a birthday board. So Marlan Kottner painted our birthday board.
Oh my gosh.
And so you can bring your dog in and we set the board up and you can have your dog's picture taken in front of the birthday board. And then we post it to the store's social media.
I love that. We have a segment. We have a couple of segments here on GHN. One is with Harbor Humane in the afternoon, and then one in the morning with me, Velvet Light, out at Big Lake. Thank you, Big Lake Humane Society. Thank you. And you know, it's amazing. We talk every week either via email or she'll be in the studio, and she just keeps such a positive attitude. I know that you work with some of the shelters as well.
Absolutely. I've been in rescue for probably about 25 years, and my dogs came through rescue that I volunteer with. Yeah, we do what we can to work with the shelters in regards to, I share adoptable dogs on the pages. We donate, you know, products for their fundraisers. Sure. We velvet, we do, photos with the real Santa.
That's awesome.
every November we do it early because Santa's busy, you know. So, and that the proceeds to that goes, has gone, to Big Lake Humane Society and other local nonprofits.
I'm just looking at all the stuff that you have. I just saw something called a West Paw Feast Mat. It's a two-sided slow feeder and lick mat that encourages feasting the way nature intended. I mean, these dogs have got it all.
You know, the more we have them, the more we learn about them, the more we are able to give them fulfilling lives. Not just the dog that sleeps on the couch while you're at work and then you feed them and let them out and go to bed and they repeat. We can mentally stimulate them. A tired dog is a good dog. So, you know, you can mentally stimulate and tire out a dog by those lick mats and feeders and,
sure,
and treat toys.
Yeah. I'm happy to see my dog, Penny Lane, loved the dog beach in Muskegon.
Yeah.
Okay. And we haven't been able to go there. I'm not jumping down that cliff. They're redoing the steps and all of
yes.
that. One of the things about, sand fleas are a problem with dogs, aren't they?
Oh, well, fleas in general, ticks.
Sand fleas.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they existed till we went to the beach. I'm like, what happened? But preventative is the way to go.
Yeah. We focus on all natural preventatives, and this is a really hot topic right now. We have supplements that are powder supplements, liquid supplements. We have topical treatments,
mm-hmm.
collars. We have an ultrasonic tag that goes on the collar, and so it's completely chemical free. And what it does is it sends out a frequency that people nor dogs, pets can't hear it,
right?
But the fleas and ticks, it messes up their location system where they can't find your pet. So we have one that's got a 5-foot radius and one that has an 8-foot radius.
Really?
And if they can't find your pet, they don't land on your pet. The only problem is if you take it off, then your pet's vulnerable. But,
right,
you know, like if
right.
you go like swimming, it's not waterproof. It's water resistant. So
yeah.
you can leave it in the rain. But
very cool. I'm learning so much. All right. This, maybe you can help settle an argument between me and my boyfriend. I don't think that you should ever let a dog lead. And it's my understanding that a dog, when you walk your dog, it needs to be to the left of you. Is that correct or does that matter?
So it depends. I mean, if you're going to compete in obedience and those types of things,
yes.
then your dog needs to be on the left.
On the left.
Other than that, it's a preference, really. I would rather focus on my dog walking loose leash with me, as opposed to, you know, tugging and pulling. And
okay.
I really don't care what side he's on as long as we're together and having fun. And
a lot of people do the loose leash.
Mm-hmm.
They do that. They have their dogs so well trained that they do the loose leash. I am learning so much today. What do you love the most about your job?
Oh, my gosh. So I feel like I was created to help dogs live healthier, longer, happier lives. Because when that happens, we live healthier, happier, longer lives. Dogs, like I said, are magic.
Yeah.
And so I love being able to impact a dog's life. There have been situations where people come in and, you know, unfortunately, they're desperate. And we have been able to extend their life through supplements and
yeah.
correct diet. And I love seeing, I've been open long enough now that, you know, almost 18 years that I see people come in with their adult dog.
Right.
Unfortunately, that dog passes.
Right.
They get a new puppy and then that dog passes. And then, you know, I'm on multi dog generations and I get to be part of their life and their wellness team. Like that's my favorite.
Oh, I just got chills and a couple of tears in my eyes. Because that really says it all. Dogs are part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and so, yeah, I mean, that really, really says it all. I know you're all about rescues and all of that. And that's just great. And there's plenty of puppies at the Humane Society, you guys, plenty of puppies and older dogs as well.
Yeah, it takes someone really special to adopt an older dog because, you know, the worst thing about loving a dog is losing a dog.
I know.
So when somebody adopts an older dog, you know what's coming. But the joy that you can bring to that dog's life, who knows what he's endured, you know, his entire life, but you can make the last few years the very, very best, and that's very rewarding.
Very, very cool. We could talk dogs all day.
We could.
Oh, my gosh. I know you get involved with the things that Grand Haven Main Street, the Downtown Development Authority, does. How important is that organization to your business?
Oh, it's super important. I am so grateful to be in a downtown like Grand Haven. I was born and raised here, graduated Grand Haven High School. The downtown, in my opinion, is probably as vibrant as I've ever seen it in my lifetime.
Really?
And the DDA is a huge part of that. We have a lot of wonderful people in our downtown that are very involved, and that's, you don't see that very often. So we are super lucky.
I'm sitting here nodding my head, and I tell my guests, don't nod your head. This is radio. I'm nodding my head going, oh. You know what, too? Almost all the businesses have dog bowls outside in the spring and summer, too.
That's right.
And the fall, too.
And keep a lookout for green paw prints in the window. That's something we're putting out, is that if there's a green paw print in the window, then it's a dog-friendly store.
I love this.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
This is incredible. This is great. It's so nice to meet you.
Thanks, you
finally,
too.
Finally. My gosh. Do you, just off the top of my head, I was thinking I need to go in there and because my Penny needs a new harness. Do you sell life jackets for dogs?
Absolutely.
They sell everything, you guys.
You know
Raincoats,
it.
Everything.
Yeah.
Boots. You know it. You know it. Now, you can go to mustlovedogsonline.com. Follow them on Facebook at mustlovedogs. Thanks for being here, Tanya.
Thank you.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Don't go downtown.